Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Ha! This is not David Wolf. We need to change our intro music when I come on the show. This is Marie Glashin. I will be your host for today's show. And this is Sattva Tov Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. Welcome to our listeners. I'm happy to be with you today. In fact, not so long ago, a few minutes ago, I was reflecting on how come I'm here, like with my French accent, speaking on a Blog Talk radio show. And I was wondering, what do I do here? You know, like that French lady. So I wanted to share with our listener. I wanted to share some of my story. Some part of my story. So my story became in France. So as you can hear, I'm from France. I was born and raised in France until around 25 years old. And when I was 25, I decided that I wanted to travel. I had that in my mind for a long time. I think from the age of 11 on, I had only one thought in my mind, is that when I grow up, I just want to travel the world. And I kept that thought. And I should say that around my teenage years, and maybe when I became like a young woman in my early 20s, I kind of put it on a back burner, thinking that it was a dream. However, at one point, I decided that it didn't need to be a dream. That thing that was so important for you, for me, didn't need to be a dream, and that I will take a stand. Take a stand to make it happen. Take a stand to make it happen. Find the strength inside of me to go travel the world, to fulfill that childhood dream of seeing the world and traveling on my own. So around 24, I made some arrangements, and at that time I was playing music. I was a musician. I was playing music, and also I was working electronic, yeah. It's probably very funny to think of that the only degrees I ever had was to study electronic. So I was working with hi-fi, like a sound system. And I was pretty good at it because I have been always very good with mathematics and science. So I was working with in a nice company in France, very solid company in France. And then, around 24, I decided I'm going to travel. And then I made a plan to go to Brazil. I decided I wanted to go to Brazil. However, because I was at the time another part of my fascination and drive at the time was for sailing. I love sailing. I love being on the ocean, on a sailing boat. Usually in the summer for vacation, that's what I will do. I will just go and sail around Europe. So I decided if I travel the world, I'm not going to take an airplane. I'm going to sail. So I made some arrangement. I found a way to get into some kind of organization that create that people who have a boat find people who know how to sail boats. And then I decided I wanted to go and continue to play my music and that I could go to Brazil to play the music. So that was the plan. So I had clear intention. My clear intention, and we speak about that principle of clear intention a lot in Sattva Tov Institute. That's the principle of, you know, how to transform a dream into reality. And what separates a dream from reality is our stand, our commitment to not sell ourselves short. So at that time in my life, I wasn't willing to let go of that childhood dream of traveling the world. So I took a stand for it. And I decided, okay, what does that look like? What's my plan? My plan became to like go to Brazil to learn samba, to learn a music that Brazilians are expert in playing, and you know, like really knowing that they have something special to offer me, and to do that by boat, to travel by boat. So by, you know, about 6 months before I left, I approached my boss, and I was very determined that either he was giving me 1 year of sabbatic, that I could leave the company and come back after 1 year after traveling, or I will just quit. Because again, I was not ready to let go of my dream or my clear intention just because of some so-called obstacle. For me, there was no obstacle. There was a lot of consideration. Family, friends, there was consideration of what will happen to me when I'm alone, how to find boats to go all the way to Brazil, how to finance myself for a full year without, you know, like really finding a way to be sheltered every day. So there was a lot of consideration. But in my mind, there was no obstacles. There was never any obstacles. And as it turned around, not everything flew very nicely, because I only found a boat that was going to Africa, and that's not where I wanted to go. However, at that time of the year, when I was really ready to leave, there was only boats going to Africa. So I took what I could. And then I left France, and I remember my father was there, and he took me to the train that took me to the port to take the boat. And my father at that time, he shared with me how proud he was of me to not let society or to not let any establishment decide of my life direction, that I was taking that stand of doing what I wanted to do, which was traveling the world. And so someone could say, well, where are you going? It's nothing to do with Sadvatov Institute. And for me, it's have everything to do with Sadvatov Institute. Because through that traveling the world, through like crossing the ocean, traveling and really not knowing if I would find another boat after Africa. I knew I had a boat up to Africa. After when I arrived in Africa, I really didn't know. I had to like really be spontaneous and trust, deep trust that of course I'm going to find a boat to cross the ocean. Of course I'm going to find a way to go to Brazil. And in that sense, it's a way Salvatore Institute also manifested. For me, Salvatore Institute is also a big boat. It's a huge boat that can really shelter everyone to cross the ocean of material suffering, to really find a way to be safe in that ocean, and to use every part of it to know how to sail the wind, because the wind is going to blow, and the wind is going to blow whatever way the wind wants to blow. I'm not going to control the wind, and that was very clear to me. No matter where the wind comes from, we are going to get to our destination. So in the same way, in our life, we don't have the choice to control the wind, but we do always have the choice to decide what we do with ourselves, how to sail the wind, how to sail the ocean, what we do with the wave. I remember when I was in Africa, it was an island called Cabo Verde. Those islands are offshore of Senegal. Senegal is on the western side of Africa. So I was there in Cabo Verde, in those islands. And when we left Cabo Verde, there was a very, very narrow channel just in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So it was a very narrow channel with all the power of the Atlantic Ocean. So because of that, it was creating huge waves. And then when we came out, it was a catamaran at the time. I had found one person, a captain. He was alone on his boat to cross the Atlantic Ocean, and he was looking for someone. So I decided to go with him. And when we came out of in that channel, the waves were huge. And I remember that moment, like it's so present in my gut and in my being, how thrilling those waves were for us. And we began to surf them with our catamaran and just laugh and be completely thrilled by the huge wave. So in our lives, that's a little bit like that too. There is so many waves that come, so many waves, so many change of wind. And we have the choice to be scared and in stress and see them as obstacle or things that are going to destroy us. Or we can see how can I surf and have such a big thrill over that wave. So that's my story, and you know there is a lot more to say about how from going to Brazil I landing up in Alachua, Florida, and speaking to you now on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Salvatore Radio Show, your station for self-realization. And the reason David is not here today to be with us, to be our host, is that David is on his way to San Diego. David is on his way to San Diego to teach a three-day course, a three-day of transformative communication and self-empowerment seminar, June 24 to 26. It's going to take place at the DoubleTree Hotel. It's on 1515 Hotel Circle Street South in San Diego. And the person organizing that course, his name is Nitai Raj. So if you have any interest in participating in that course, I do believe that there is still space available and that Nita Raj is Bachelor is ready to register any last-minute comer. And if you want to call him, his number is 858-442-6311. I'm going to repeat. 858-442-6311. So if you live in California or anywhere else and you're just very spontaneous, like I have been when I was traveling, you know, in fact, in Cabo Verde, I didn't find a boat to go to Brazil. The only boat that was available, the only person I found that was eager to take me as a crew was going to the Caribbean island. So, even so, the Caribbean island is not the same destination. I decided to be very spontaneous and take the opportunity, knowing that in that opportunity, I will have a chance to continue my journey of self-realization, my journey of understanding myself, to traveling. You're listening to a Salvatore Radio Show. We have a caller online here. Caller, I'm going to bridge you now. If you can say your name and where you're calling from. Yes? Hello?
Hi, this is Tema. I'm calling from Alachua, Florida.
Hey, Tema. Calling from Alachua, Florida. Welcome, Tema. I'm so happy you're here, Tema.
Yes, me too. I want to tell off the story that you said about the African experience and it being totally spontaneous and a surprise. It reminded me of a recent vacation that I took, and I had such an attachment to go to Greece. I've always wanted to go to Greece. And by the time that me and my partner got down to the airport, it was around the same exact time that the volcano hit in Europe and shut down all the airports in Europe. And so we're stuck in the Orlando airport, but we saw this as an opportunity to create a spontaneous adventure. And so there was only a couple of flights still leaving out of the airport, one to Jamaica and one to Puerto Rico. So we decided to go to Puerto Rico, and we had no idea where we were going to stay or what we were going to create. And it took us a couple of days to get settled, to really get settled in the flow of Puerto Rico. And then the vacation turned out to be a wonderful vacation, meeting beautiful people, finding gorgeous little bed and breakfasts tucked away in the rainforest, and finding some amazing paths around waterfalls that no one else just, you know, that was kind of like off the beaten path, you know, off the trails that were open to the public, really discovering magic, you know, magic from that space. And for me, it's like this is it's reminding me that that I can apply that same type of spontaneity and that same type of nature to my career life and to the directions that I'm heading in, you know, which brings up a lot of fear for me, a lot of financial considerations, a lot of how am I going to get where I want to go. And I forget that sometimes, that spontaneity, that trust really worked for me at that time in my life.
The trust was working and there was no fear. There was no fear. There was like you was at the airport, your plan, okay, after maybe some disappointment or, you know, maybe some initial shock about not going to Greece, then you really relied on your own spontaneity, resourcefulness, and then you, with the clear intention of having your adventure anyway, you found a way. You found a way. And then in your career, that's what you want. You want, okay, so maybe sometimes there is some disappointment. The waves are not going always to be easy to ride and to have fun with, and the wind is not going to blow exactly the way you want. Still, you know, you want to connect with that trust that no matter where the wind is coming from, no matter how high the wave, I'm going to ride and I'm going to go to my destination.
Yeah. And I don't know why I forget that sometimes. I mean, it's, you know, I share this, you know, this with other people. Like I facilitate other people into exactly what we're talking about, and I forget to do it for myself. And I find myself going back into worry mode or fear mode or lack mode, only because it's also in relationship to money. You know, like, okay, this is my life adventure. This is my career adventure, and I'm in the process of reinventing myself. I'm about to publish my first book. I want to be out on the road. I want to play. I want to go on a life adventure. And because I have this fear that I'm not going to be able to take care of myself, it's like spoiling. It's spoiling the spontaneity for me. I know that's where I'm coming from. Survival mechanics, you know, survival mode. Because I have a fear that I'm not going to be able to take care of myself in being out in life's adventure, because I've made it like not a vacation, you know, like somehow, like when it was a vacation, there was this total freedom and flexibility to create anything I wanted. And I've made my life serious in that, you know, and I've taken the adventure out of life and made it, you know, serious about I need to survive. I need to take care of myself, and I'm spoiling my own adventure.
Yeah, and you can see that without that fear, then there is no problem. Like everything will manifest. Like your book is going to be published, and you could go around and doing your tour and signing and meeting people and having people enjoy your book. However, that fear is what keeps you grounded, like a caterpillar that is not willing to let go of his caterpillar body to become a butterfly.
Yeah. And also, for me, I'm learning what is the discernment between having, you know, like practical action steps. Like, okay, there's a practicality to, yeah, I need to have my bills paid if I'm going to be out on the road and manifesting a reliable form of transportation and all the things that are going to entail that. Like, I don't want the practicality mechanisms to override the spontaneity of miracles happening or allowing the divine to come in and give to me in a way that is unforeseen now, you know? So, and I find myself getting caught up in those mechanics that I've got to figure it out myself. And then that's where I start to dread and I start to worry and I start to think that I can't do this alone.
Yeah, that you got caught in a consciousness of like it needs to be coming from you. You need to take care of everything that, and then from that consciousness, you're kind of not trusting the universe, not trusting a divine power.
Yeah, and at the same time, I don't want to be imbalanced about that and just be totally off in la-la land trust and not take any practical action, because I find myself sabotaging myself in that consciousness too. You know, for me, I'm looking for that healthy balance of what is practical and what is mine to create, and then also leaving space that that the divine is going to support me on whatever I'm creating anyway. And having that trust.
Yeah. That's where you want to be. You want to be in a place of trust that you give you 100% to be responsible and handle all your consideration, not making them that the obstacle. Like I was sharing earlier, like yes, I was 24. I wanted to travel the world. Not that I just stay put and did nothing. I did a lot. I learned Brazilian. I really like put a lot of effort to become a better musician, find a boat. I didn't find the boat I wanted, for sure. I didn't find a boat that went to Brazil. It didn't stop me. So to handle all the consideration, giving 100% and also allowing the divine supreme power to also be part of that. Like for me, in reality, I never arrived in Brazil. And I haven't set foot yet in Brazil, even so that's where I was going. And at the same time, I can see how my journey has been perfect. There was nothing missing. And I gave 100% to go to Brazil, and I never arrived in Brazil. So it's about that balance of like really giving 100% and not being attached to the result. Not being attached to the result and trusting that if I'm giving 100%, handling my consideration, being enthusiastic about where I want to go and what is it that I want to create, really connected with that clear intention, that desire, like really being, living it, then allowing everything else to take place outside of me.
Yeah,
and maybe, who knows what's the journey of Gemma? What's the name of your book?
The Grieving Party, The Grieving Party, How to Overcome a Breakup Quickly, Powerfully, and Prosperously.
Yeah, so here we go. Like we have all our listeners that know about Gemma's book, and who knows what that could create. Who knows that what
really
could create. However, what I hear from you is that you have a book, and there is clear intention, and there is no obstacle. There is nothing that's going to stop that book from manifesting. From
right.
being published, from being distributed, from people to get it.
Right, right. And I can see that the only one that could possibly stop me is me. I know that. It's like, I can be my own worst enemy. And like even in writing the book, I would have all this time and space in order to do that, and I would find myself procrastinating or making other things more important, like washing the dishes, which I could do later. And I'm just taking a look at that, like, how come I do that? How come I'm so afraid of success? And that's true for me because I have a knowing that this book is going to be awesome and really take off and really be a contribution to the world and entertaining and exciting and expanding the consciousness. I believe that. And at the same time, how come there'll be like days or even weeks sometimes where I will just stop writing and I just won't bring it to completion. I'm almost at completion now, but it's like this last little bit of having my illustrator draw the pictures and my editor. It's just I'm finding myself in sabotage mode, and I don't know what that's about.
I hear your frustration about it. I hear like you're so tired of it because you're so aware of what you're doing to yourself to be in your way. And you really don't know. You really don't know how you do it and why you're doing it and how to stop doing it.
Yeah, because I definitely don't want to carry this type of attitude, out into the world whenever I go out into the world to promote my book. I plan on having, fun interactive classes on it. And, I could just see how much fun it can be. And I don't want the same type of behavior, the same type of attitude, this procrastination attitude, I don't want to carry it with me, as I
you don't want it to pollute your life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want it to pollute your life. Okay, so let's look at the Orlando airport. Okay, the Orlando airport, here you are, some disappointment there naturally. And then what is it that you connected inside yourself to still keep your clear intention to have a fun adventure and creating that, no matter what was happening around?
Well, the first thing was...
What is it that... Where were you connected inside?
I connected to surrender first because I was I would actually spend some time in complete denial, denying reality, the reality of what was happening. And I even jumped online and tried to see if there was a cruise ship that was leaving for Greece. I was still committed to Greece. I gave 100% to Greece, but there didn't seem like any other possible scenario. And when I finally surrendered to that, I felt sad about that. And, I'll be honest, I felt sad, in the surrender. But it opened up a space for, okay, well, let's create another adventure. And from that place, from surrender came spontaneity, that now I had no idea. I didn't even plan. I didn't daydream about Puerto Rico. I didn't even do any research about Puerto Rico. I had no idea what Puerto Rico was going to give to me. And from the place of surrender and the spontaneity came great adventure. It was amazing.
Surrendering to the unknown. To the unknown. Yeah. And in fact, in some ways around your book, there is so much unknown. And to what extent some of your anxiety come from the place of wanting to control more than what's in your control, and to want things to be known more than they need to be known.
And I see that the basic quality that would serve me right now is trust, to really be trusting that I don't know how this is going to come into fruition. I just know that it will, and do whatever inspires me in that moment, and do whatever's practical for me in that moment, without having to control the outcome or control all the details, because that has been a problem for me in the past, feeling so scared that it's not going to work, that I become high maintenance, I become controlling and needy of the details to go my way. And really coming from that fear of like faith, and even if I do create a good outcome, the whole journey sucked. The whole journey was tense and stressful.
So you can see that part of that mechanism is that need for control of the outcome. And if you were to you went to Puerto Rico and you really didn't have any idea of what it looked like, how it is there, what will happen there, and then surrendering to the unknown while giving 100%. You gave 100% to find a destination. You really gave 100% to find a destination last minute. Then your path, your adventure was unfolding. So how to really bring that to life into your book, like of knowing how to give 100% without needing to control the outcome, without needing to control the way it looked like, even.
And to trust because, like I said, even when I've controlled the method of how to get to the outcome, the journey has been draining and stressful. And the outcome, even though it's good, what if I'm settling for good when the divine could give me great or excellent or supreme? I wonder sometimes, how much I get my own way, I've created a nice outcome that I'm satisfied with, but what if I could be totally excited or enthusiastic or in bliss about the unknown, versus fearing the unknown?
A higher level of surrender, like being in a place that, in fact, you really don't know. Because what my experience, coaching in hundreds of people and being in a seminar with thousands, is that we really often think we do know when in reality we don't know. We don't know what's the best for ourselves. We don't know what's the best for others. We don't know what's the best outcome or what's the best way to go from one place to another, but we pretend we do know, and often that's a problem. Thank you very much, Gemma. I really enjoy your call, and I appreciate you coming on the call. And thank you to our listener, and I look forward to be on the call again, very soon. Next week, David is going to be back from San Diego again. David, this weekend, is going to be in San Diego facilitating a three-day foundational course, Transformative Communication Seminar, June 24th to 26th. If you want more information, please go on sadvato.com, www.sadvato.com, and you will get all the information about the course. The course will take place at the DoubleTree Hotel. And thank you. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Gemma.